The future of the Atlanta Fulton Central Library is in limbo. Some have called for it to be replaced with a smaller, more modest branch, while others demand that a new, flashier building fill its spot. Local architect Michael Kahn wants to see the massive concrete structure stay right where it is. In a recent piece for Arts ATL, he makes the case for preserving the Central Library. He discussed that with Stephanie Stokes, starting with a little background on the famous architect who designed the library, Marcel Breuer.
Marcel Breuer is a modernist architect trained in the Bauhaus in Germany that had many famous architects that came out of there, Mies van der Rohe.
Designers of fine chairs.
Designers of, and Breuer has a chair, you know. But what he's maybe best known for is his brutalist architecture. His most famous building is the former Whitney Museum in New York City that was just recently re-envisioned as the Met Breuer, characterized by kind of concrete forms and heavy architecture.
How did a Bauhaus-trained architect come to design the Central Library in Atlanta?
At the time, in the 1960s and 70s, Atlanta was growing fairly rapidly and had an aging Carnegie Library like most cities in the country. A classical building built around the turn of the century, tall columns, traditional reading room, a very historic, antiquated arrangement at that time. And so the director of the library was really interested in getting an iconic building that embodied the fresh, new spirit of Atlanta. And after a lot of contemplation and a lot of searching around for the right fit, they were able to contract Breuer's firm, based in New York at that point, to design the library. And it took over a decade for the project to come to fruition, to achieve the funding and ultimately sort out the details. But in the late 1970s, the Carnegie Library was demolished. The library facilities were relocated to temporary facilities downtown, and construction began on this rather iconic building. And when it opened, it was heralded as, you know, an iconic addition to Atlanta. It was a building arguably by one of the most famous architects being built in Atlanta. It was really unheard of at that time. So from an architectural critique perspective and from a perspective of Atlanta gaining international notoriety, the opening of the Central Library was really a major point in Atlanta's architectural trajectory.
So 30 years later, why has its reputation changed?
Styles change. Design styles fall out of favor, and brutalism is a tough form of architecture for people to appreciate. And actually, brutalism is not named because it is necessarily brutal in form, although many people often think that. The style flourished from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and you have major government buildings, a lot of them built in the brutalist style. But the name actually comes from Béton brut, raw concrete, the French term for that construction technique. So it's not that it's meant to be a brutal form of architecture, but rather that it is this kind of raw concrete expression of the concrete form. And when you go into the Breuer Library downtown, you have this phenomenal volume. The exterior is precast concrete panels, and inside you have poured-in-place concrete that has exposed formwork, so you get the wood graining on the staircases, and you have all of these different forms of concrete. And it's really a spectacular agglomeration of using the material in a range of ways. But there have been unsympathetic renovations over the years. The entrance sequence is convoluted at best. And in a lot of ways, people view it as a place for the homeless to go and spend time. Obviously, the concept of a library now is not what it used to be when the building was built. And so from the perspective of those that are now calling for the library to be demolished, the building is antiquated, the building does not function as a library now should, and it embodies kind of a dirty seediness of the city that really isn't because of the building itself, but because of the neglect that the building has experienced in the last three decades.
So with all of this working against the Central Library, why did you write this piece for Arts ATL saying that this structure should be preserved?
Well, it's interesting because, again, Atlanta doesn't have that many buildings that are designed by world-famous architects. This was the final building Breuer designed before his death and picks up on a career of good design. While in its current state, the Central Library is not the building that it once was, the potential embodied in that building is phenomenal. The director of the library in a creative loafing piece is calling for the creation of an iconic library. And I think what he and many others fail to understand is that Atlanta has an iconic library and has had one since it was constructed in 1981. We just haven't necessarily taken care of the building in the way that it should be. So a sympathetic restoration could do wonders for the facility and really create a space that is engaging and embodies the spirit of high design that the library board currently seeks.
As you mentioned earlier, Atlanta has torn down a downtown library once before, the Carnegie Library, and you wrote in your Arts ATL piece that that story should influence our approach to this central library that now stands in the Carnegie Library's place.
We've sat here now many times and discussed Atlanta's penchant for demolition. It comes as no surprise. That area alone, the De Gives Opera House was across the street, torn down without regard. Just a range of buildings in downtown Atlanta and really across the city that we've lost and now regret losing. The Carnegie Library was a beautiful building, and it's a shame that we tore it down. But classicism had fallen out of favor at the time, and a new in vogue style was desired. And we're seeing the exact same thing happen now, where currently brutalism has fallen out of style and we would like something new and flashy. It would be disheartening to discover that we've learned nothing from our past mistakes. The destruction of the Carnegie Library was a loss. The destruction of the Breuer Library would be a loss. And so how can we create a state-of-the-art facility that Atlanta deserves within the context of the existing infrastructure? And that deserves to be studied. There is no easy answer. And maybe the answer is that the Central Library moves and gets built on one of the many vacant lots or parking lots surrounding the site. And then the Central Library can be re-envisioned as something new. There's a lot of potential in the building, and it could be used for a range of purposes. There's no reason to replace that specific facility.
That was Michael Kahn, an architect with Rosser International, speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes.